Tonight, our learning is sponsored by Helen and Manny Adler in memory of Helen's mother, Yitl Bas Ben Yamin Zev Zichron Levracha, by Rochelle and Ed Berger in memory of Rochelle's father, Mordechai Menachem Ben Yisrael, Yaakov Zichron Levracha, by Stanley Fishman in memory of his father, Netanel Ben Moshe Zichron Levracha, by Daniela Gutman in memory of her brother, Baruch Chaim Bernard Klein Zichron Levracha, by Abraham Levine in memory of his friend, Captain Ludwig Geschund, USAF, by Stan and Lori Steinreich in memory of Stan's father, Mordechai Ben Herschel Zichron Levracha, by Beth and Ronnie Stern in memory of Ronnie's father, Chaim Yirmiyo Ben Yotzba Yoel Zichron Levracha, and by Fran and Jerry Weinberg in memory of Fran's mother, Shandol Perel Bas Moshe Zichron Levracha. I wanted to finish a Shaila of the Week from last week, which I didn't get a chance to finish. The intent was to do so, but then a conflict arose on Thursday night, so I was not able to finish that Shaila, and then tomorrow Be'ez Hashem will commence a new Shaila. The Shaila that we were dealing with last week was when to put up a mezuzah. Obviously, one needs to put up a mezuzah when one has a new house. That doesn't have mezuzahs, but we discussed that there's a shaila as to when exactly to do it, based on the Mishnah Berurah and Aruch Chaim Siman Yud Tes. We said that you should do it specifically when you move into the home, not at the moment of purchase, specifically when you move in. And we also discussed the machlokas among the achronim, what happens if you move all of your stuff into the house before you personally move in. Some maintain, based on the rush in Hilchos Mezuzah Siman Yud Tes, that a base otzar, a storage house, is obligated to mezuzah. They argued that the moment that you move your stuff into your new home, it's effectively a storage house, and because it has all of your stuff in it, it would require mezuzah. But we also noted that Rav Moshe Feinstein argued and said, look, if you have a house that is intended to store things and you move things into it, then it requires a mezuzah. But if you have a house that is intended as a living space, then just because you moved your stuff beforehand, it doesn't transform the character of the space. It's still intended as a living space, and therefore you will have to wait until you actually move in, until the people move in, until it is obligated to mezuzah. And that is the psak that I follow as well, that's the psak that I follow in terms of when you should properly put up a mezuzah. But the question that we left off with is, what if you made the bracha too early? What if I made a mistake? So certainly if I already had my stuff in there, then as we noted, according to many poskim, you're okay, because that would have been an appropriate time to make the bracha. But let's say I purchased the house, and I was so excited to do the mitzvah of mezuzah that immediately nothing was in there. I purchased the house, I immediately ran to put up mezuzahs, and it's only a few weeks later or a month later that I'm actually moving stuff in there, that I'm moving into the house. So what happens in that scenario? So the first question to consider is whether or not there is anything to proactively do. Before we get to the question of a bracha levatala, if you have to do tshuva, should you make some kind of new bracha? And this question is indeed considered by the poskim. The Piskei Tshuva in Yoredeya, Semen Reish Tzadi Aleph Sukkot and Dalet, considers the possibility that when you move into a new house that already has mezuzahs, you make a new bracha. Let's say I'm not putting up the mezuzahs. I'm moving into a house, the mezuzahs are already there, I bought it from a Jewish person, that's also a whole shaila, to what degree is one obligated to leave their mezuzahs up if they are selling to a Jewish buyer? But let's say, in this instance, they left the mezuzahs up on all the doors, and I'm moving into a house that's already furbished with mezuzahs. Have I lost my opportunity to make a bracha on mezuzah? The Piskei Tshuva says you actually make a bracha, and presumably the bracha he's referring to is likboa mezuzah, even though you're not actually engaged in the act of putting up the mezuzah. Once you move in, you would make the bracha. He actually goes a step further and considers the possibility that when you leave your house for a long time, you make a new bracha. Let's say you go on an extended vacation or an extended work trip, or let's say there are people who spend half the year in Florida, or even better, half the year in Eretz Yisrael, and then at some point you come back to your home. The Piskei Tshuva considers the possibility that you would actually make a new bracha in that instance as well. Note that we were talking last week about the parallels that exist between mezuzah and talis in this regard. That was the whole parallel. That's the reason why the Mishnah Berurah discussed this at all in Siman Yutes, which is really a siman that's devoted to Hilchos Tzitzis, not Hilchos Mezuzah. And certainly in Hilchos Tzitzis, if you took off your talis for a very long time and you put it on again afterwards, you would indeed make a new bracha. Mordechai Willig says, in the context of Tzitzis, that 3 hours is the threshold. Once you've taken off your talis for 3 hours, even if you had a tent to put it back on, you should make a new bracha. And on that basis, the Piskei Tshuva considers the possibility that perhaps by mezuzah as well, you leave your house, in this case it would certainly be more than 3 hours, but let's say 3 months, you leave for an extended period, when you come back, you should make a bracha. He ultimately says that this is tzarechi and ladina, he doesn't paskin that you should make the new bracha, and it certainly does not seem to be the prevalent minhag. We do not have the practice of making a bracha of likboa mezuzah if we've left our house for an extended period, or even if we've entered into a new house. There is a second possibility that says you should perhaps make a new bracha, not the bracha of likboa mezuzah, but a different bracha entirely. The Magen Avraham in Siman Yutes of Katan Aleph, this is the Magen Avraham that we were referencing last week as well, he says, it's a possibility, v'efshar, im kava bo mezuzah kodom shadar besocho, he says, if you put up a mezuzah before you moved into the house, he says, kishenichnas ladur besocho, when you move into the house, mevarech asher kedushanu b'mezuzah v'tzivanu, ladur babayis sheyesh bo mezuzah. Interesting. That's quite an interesting bracha. And it makes certain assumptions about the nature of the mitzvah of mezuzah as well. The mitzvah that he's formulating is a mitzvah to live in a house which has a mezuzah. Is that the mitzvah of mezuzah, or is the mitzvah specifically when you put it up on the door? So it's a very interesting Magen Avraham and a Nusach HaBracha that I think most of us are unfamiliar with. Once again, I don't think it's the prevalent practice to make this bracha. The Piskei Tshuva in Yoradeya Reish Peitesef Katan Dalid notes that there are other Achronim who disagree, that said that you don't either be, that you don't make this bracha, either because they don't understand the mitzvah that way, the mitzvah is to put up the mezuzah, not to live in the house, or because they just don't like this new Nusach HaBracha that the Magen Avraham made up. But in any event, there is that possibility as well that perhaps you should make a new Nusach HaBracha of Ladur Babaye Sheish BaMezuzah. Now, have you made a bracha Levatala? The simple answer is, yeah, you presumably have made a bracha levatala. And again, what are the nafkaminas of that? I guess whether or not you should do tshuva, which you have it in mind when you clap al chet on Yom Kippur, that would be the only nafkamina. But there are several possibilities that would suggest that perhaps you have not made a bracha levatala. For one, we know that there is a principle that even when you are eino mitzuva ve'osa, there is no bracha levatala. If you do a mitzvah but you're not commanded to, there's no bracha levatala. For Ashkenazim, the most prevalent example of that is when women do a mitzvah seishas man grama, when my wife takes the dalad minim on Sukkot, she makes a bracha, even though she's not, technically speaking, obligated to do so. Would that apply here? Rav Willig felt that there's no real maisa mitzvah here, that you haven't done a mitzvah at all. So he thought that it would still be a bracha levatala in that regard. There's another interesting question about what if you intended to move in and did not. There's a ritva in Chulin that says if you wash in tilas yadayim and then you changed your mind and didn't eat anything, you do not need to make a new bracha, and it's not a bracha levatala, because your mere intent to do so would have been sufficient. Would that apply here? So the post can discuss whether or not that would apply here as well. In short, the pashas is that one did make a bracha levatala. If it's the worst of your averos on Yom Kippur, then you're in good shape, but it is something that you should do tshuva for, and there are these potential alternate brachos to make, but again, the prevalent practice seems to be not to make those brachos. Of course, best practice is to make sure that you put up the mezuzahs at the appropriate time and make the appropriate brachos at that time as well.